Shri Krishna will tell us also in the Bhagavad Gita that the highest action of the divine is loka sangraha. Loka sangraha means, sangraha means to keep unity. Loka means peoples. To keep people united is the highest action of the divine. Which is the same thing as dharma. Loka sangrahaarthaya or dharma sansthapanaarthaya. They have the same meaning. To keep people together and to establish dharma are the same thing. Whenever, therefore, there is a danger of the dissolution of society, of people, the breaking ground, sambhavami yuge yuge, I come from time to time, but why from time to time? As Deepika had asked the question, once he comes and dharma is established, why should it come again and again? The reason is that this world is an ascending world. As Sri Krishna says, Chaturvarnyam Srishtam Maya. This world is an ascending movement. Therefore, this sentence is very important. Because this world is a movement in which there is an ascent step by step, in which human beings are asked to run and attain to the perfection by knowledge, you will not be able to ascend truly, you will not attain to the supreme divine knowledge unless a true knowledge is given to you. Because there is an ascending movement, therefore even when dharma is established now and people are held together, the moment you make a further step of ascent, the previous will break down. In this sense, we might say that dharma is a progressive development. Just as there is Sanatana Dharma, there is an eternal law which holds everything, there is also what you may call Yuga Dharma, the dharma which is valid for this yuga. It is not Sanatana Dharma. It manifests something of it, but it is not full Sanatana Dharma. It is Yuga Dharma. So whenever the Divine comes on this earth, He establishes Dharma, but it is Yuga Dharma. It is enough for that moment. Because this world is an ascending movement. The moment there is a further ascent, that Dharma will again decline. And the society will again go down into breaking point. Therefore, there will be a need for the Supreme to come again and to manifest a higher dharma. In the concept of India, the avatar himself evolves. And evolves by marking specific points of ascent. There is a concept that the first, where the animal avatars, Matsya, Varaha, Kurma, these are the animal births, but the divine births. Because in each case, that particular evolutionary movement had reached a critical point. Even to manifest a fish in a physical form out of pure waters was an extremely difficult task. It was a big jump from water to create a form. It was a very big jump in the evolutionary movement. So whenever there is a great jump to make, which the present, whatever is manifested, is not able to do, whatever is manifested tends to remain with the law of that particular movement. The dharma of the present species cannot lead you to move beyond your species. At the most, you can perfect your species and its capacities. But to move beyond, and yet you need to go beyond, that is the world of ascent. This world is an evolutionary movement. So when you have to move forward from one level of evolution to a higher level of evolution, which is beyond the capacity of the given species, then the divine manifests and takes up the whole burden of evolution and concentrates the difficulties of the present in their acuteness form. And in the same form in which others are struggling, shows how, while remaining in that form, you can still work out an ascent. Not like a miracle saying that, look, I can be different from you. The same form is kept, accepts all the difficulties of that form, and through that he makes a kind of a passage. He digs a tunnel, as it were, and shows how you can move from that lower level to the higher level. And then from animal forms, we have the idea of Vamana avatar. Even the human form, but in a dwarf form. And then the Parshurama, the Rajasic man, followed by Sattvic man, that is Sri Rama. And then Sri Krishna, the perfect divine human being. And Kalki will manifest the fullness of Krishnahood, you might say. All that Krishna wanted to manifest, the full manifestation of Sri Krishna, so that Krishna consciousness spreads over the whole world fully. Becomes generalized. Just as today the human consciousness is generalized all over the world. The most undeveloped human being and the most developed human being, they all have one thing common into them. Capacity to add, subtract, multiply and divide. Whether they do it arithmetically or otherwise, but this is a natural tendency in all the human beings. You don't need to teach anybody basic arithmetic. Even a child, when he is given a little, he knows that he needs more. Even though he may not know what is addition, the concept of addition in mathematics, but that he wants more. It is the normal consciousness of the child, even untaught child, that something is taken away, he understands it is taken away. Subtraction or division or multiplication. This is generalized all over the humanity. Similarly, something of Krishna consciousness, when it is generalized, that is the aim of evolution. Ultimately, madbhavam agataha. What is the divine nature? The divine nature should be spread and generalized in mankind. And that is the Indian idea of Kalki. Once that is done, there is no need of an avatar, because the aim of avatarhood is only to lead you towards that. And once that is done, then there is no further need. It is already, whenever you need further, it is already given. It's an open path. There will be now no blockade. The divine birth is needed to break the blockade, to dig out a tunnel. But when all the tunnels are opened up for the divine manifestation, then there is no need of an avatar. That is why in the Indian concepts, we have not one avatar, but a series of avatars needed, and also a culminating point of avatar, after which there is no need of an avatar. If you want to summarize the whole thing that you have said is, that there is in this world a law of ascent and the law of descent. Man continues to ascend and the divine continues to descend in response to ascent.